You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Local governments around the state have been trying to figure out how to keep things going when they're not bringing in as much money as they have during better economic times in the past. The reason for that is, in part, the state is not sharing as much of the sales tax as it once did. A lot of local leaders want to change that. The new president of the Michigan Municipal League is Rosalind Bliss, mayor of Grand Rapids. She joins us now. The sharing of that state sales tax money, revenue sharing, was set up from the beginning to give the legislature some leeway, since it's sending municipalities more than the constitutional minimum. Why are the municipalities complaining?
Well, you're absolutely right. It was set up that way, and there are two types of revenue sharing. There's the constitutional, and then there's the statutory. And what the state has been doing over the last 10, 11 years is that they've been reducing the statutory revenue sharing and the money that they're sending back to local units of government.
But still, you're getting some. You're getting more than the state has to send you. So, again, what's the complaint?
The complaint is that many municipalities, including ours in Grand Rapids, for years, we relied on revenue sharing to be a significant portion of our revenue, especially to support general operating fund. And in the city of Grand Rapids, they started by cutting a few million, and year after year, it was millions upon millions. And even in the city of Grand Rapids, over the last 10 years, we've lost almost $70 million in revenue sharing that, you know, that was part of our projection for revenues.
How does that translate to on the ground? I mean, are you seeing fewer firefighters or less, where does it impact your citizens?
We absolutely have fewer city employees. And so when I was first elected back in 2005, we had over 2,000 city employees, and now we have close to 1,500. And it has been felt, I think that the significant impact it has had is that we go back to our residents and ask them to pay more in local taxes to help fill the gap. And so in the city of Grand Rapids, we passed several years ago an increase in our income tax to pay for public safety, and then we extended that income tax increase to pay for streets. We passed a dedicated parks millage. And I think you've seen that throughout the entire state, is that local units have had to go back to their residents and ask them to pay more because of the cuts that we were experiencing from the state.
If you had a choice, would you rather see the legislature approve a higher rate of revenue sharing or just scrap the state sales tax collection and allow cities to collect their own sales taxes like they once did?
That's a great question. I haven't been asked that. You know, in my experience and in seeing how the state has made decisions about supporting local units, honestly, I'd rather have the authority and ability to do it ourselves than to rely on the state. I'm not sure that that's an option.
Well, not unless the Constitution changes, I guess.
Right, exactly.
When the new taxes and fees for road repair go into effect in January, local governments won't be getting as much money as they were told they would get. That's because the state is putting less general fund money into the transportation fund. And while local government is getting a small increase, the money the state will spend on highways will actually go down in the coming year from last year. First, let's look at local government streets and roads. Were municipalities actually anticipating, actually making road repair plans based on that higher amount?
You know, we were. We were hopeful when the governor and legislator said that they want a solution to transportation and infrastructure. We were hopeful that we would see an increase at the local level. And, you know, and then once the package was passed, we realized it wasn't going to be nearly as much as we had anticipated. It continues to be a problem. Infrastructure across the board, whether it's streets or water, sewer, that's a significant issue that every single city is struggling with.
What's to say to you that not only are the municipalities getting less money than suggested because the state is pulling that general fund money from the transportation fund, but we'll be paying higher taxes and fees for fixing roads, and the state will actually be spending less on fixing roads next year?
That's pretty frustrating. I'm grateful we have a local dedicated tax in order to be able to do infrastructure improvements in our city.
But you're the exception to the rule. Most municipalities don't have that.
We are, and you're absolutely right. It's unfortunate, and I know many cities are struggling. And we were disappointed, too, that the governor vetoed the bill that would have eliminated local contribution to MDOT projects. Even that would have helped us free up funds so that we could support improvements to the local streets.
Mayor Bliss is the new president of the Michigan Municipal League. What is going to be your top priority?
What we just talked about, municipal funding, infrastructure, and then being prepared and able to respond to issues that come up in Lansing. So I see we'll have, you know, kind of a twofold priority. One is being proactive, and then one is just being able to react quickly to what what is proposed that could have a negative impact on cities.
Do you think the legislature is listening to municipal leaders in the way they should?
I do think they're listening. I think the way they should is probably, people have different opinions about that, I should say. they need to be committed to finding solutions and not be okay with having cities go into bankruptcy. We need the state to come alongside and to be partners with us to solve this, especially when we know that the success of our state is driven by the success of cities. And I think for a long time, cities haven't necessarily felt there's a real partnership there and that there's a commitment to support cities. And I think that's what needs to change.
Rosalind Bliss is the mayor of Grand Rapids and the new president of the Michigan Municipal League. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much.